five.
BI five was a managerial job.
In charge of the various elevators.
Yeah, there was actually when I was there before I got promoted, there was three PI fives doing the same job I ended up doing as by myself. And it was there would be one person in charge of operations, which would be staffing, and they'd all take a turn at reinspections in the office. They were based out of our central office, so they'd take a turn at doing the reinspections, where producers would send in a request to have our people take another look at samples that were already graded, and they'd look for promotion in grade, that kind of thing. But it was a manager's job. It wasn't a union paid job, so it was a big step between a three or a four to the five.
So the PI fives then were at central office.
They were based on central office,
and
right.
The PI fours were the ones in charge of
in the elevator.
Various elevators.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
They would be on strictly day shift, whereas the PI three would be in charge of 4 to 12 or midnight, that kind of thing. And in later years, of course, that was appealed as well. So the PI three in charge of a shift would actually be an acting PI four. So, and rightfully so, you're in charge of these people. You're doing that basically the same job. So why not get paid the same money?
That's right. So that's, you're also doing the worst times.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Whereas PI four could sit there and he kind of ran the show, like God.
Now, as a young inspector in training,
mm-hmm.
What did you see as the qualities of a good grain inspector?
You had to know your varieties, of course. You had to requalify every year. You had to pass varietal examinations. You had to be a seed analyst. You had to know your oil seeds, and you had to requalify every year. They'd give you a test, where for to be a seed analyst, you're given a couple of packages of mixed oil seeds, and you had to look at them through a microscope and separate them all and identify them. The other grains, of course, variety. You had to be a varietal expert. You had to know what you were doing, and if you didn't qualify, then you were uptown studying until you did qualify. So your judgment had to be there. You had to be. You had to be kind of a part politician, part policeman, part everything, because you're dealing with multiple personalities. So you're kind of the boss around there. You have a lot of people that are coming to you and asking questions and that. And you had to be part public relations too, because occasionally we had tours come through the elevators, depending where you're at. Pool 1 was famous for having tours, 7A. And if you were there, it was part of your job not the PI4's job usually, but your job to explain to them what the operation was and everything. So you had to be a little bit of everything. And you couldn't be a slob, of course. You're expected to be presentable and, you're to look the position. It was a position. It wasn't a rank-and-file job, like a rat out in the elevator collecting samples anymore. You were in the office. It was an office job, so you're expected to behave yourself accordingly. It was good. And we had a lot of fun on those days, too. It wasn't all work. But, it was nice.
You had a lot of fun in those days?
Yeah, I think so. You got pretty close to everybody because you're working so many hours together. I knew these people as well or better than my own family. And, of course, card playing was still there, I guess, on occasion, but it got less and less. And we would... like with Bob Eckholm and myself, we'd go fishing, we'd go hunting and off the job and that, so we were kind of a big family. It was lots of fun. At times it was really nice to go to work. It was...